is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It's time for another episode of Talking Gotham. It is December 17th, Sunday. Now, I know I'm going to be talking about episodes that happened in October. It's been a little bit crazy. I always say these in these recap shows because I have a newborn son. He's a little over, let's see, the 9th, and that would have been the 12th, and then 9, 10, 11, 12. So he's about a month and some weeks old. So he's a handful, plus I have a three-year-old. So you guys can imagine. If you got kids, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, well, then your day will come. So I'm finally catching up on some shows. Everybody's out of the house. I think I'm going to try to catch up on the last five episodes. I think I have five more episodes on my DVR. But I figured I would knock some of these out really quick and start with the episode that I just recently watched, The Demon's Head, that aired Thursday, October 12th, people. Got my notes, highlights. Overall, I thought this episode was great. Gotham just does not disappoint. It's such a good show, and it's going to, what, season four already? It's so good. Let's see here. Bruce gets the dagger and takes it to the museum with Alfred, and of course, grandfather gets killed by Ra's al Ghul. Grandson witnesses it all. Let's see what else. I don't know about y'all, but I do have in my notes, for some reason, I don't trust the new GCPD officer with Jim. The chick? I don't know. Maybe I missed it when she joined the team, but it just seems like, I don't know. It's just something about her. It's either she's really sneaky undercover and she's just a spy, or she's a total badass about the jump. But for the episodes that I have been watching, she pops up here and there. She seems trustworthy to Jim, but I don't know, something about her just throws her off. Sophie Falcone is extremely hot, and she's a sneaky badass. Yes, and leading up to this, she's just so good. Love Victor, love Penguin. Every time they're together, hilarious. That whole rapping, singing telegram thing, and Victor's just bopping his head, and then offers to take him outside to torture him. Victor is hilarious, and I love Victor, and them two together are just perfect. I liked Ra's al Ghul's dog man thing and Giant. That whole scene, the chasing and the museum and everything else, the fighting, it was pretty dope. When Jim grabs the bone and throws it out the window, I thought that was funny and dorky at the same time. I was like, really, really, Ra's al Ghul, you got a dog man that'll fetch bone? Yeah. Let's see what else. Ra's al Ghul kills the grandson. That's been like the first time we've ever seen a kid die on Gotham, right? Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, Ra's al Ghul don't play. I mean, we all know he doesn't play. But, and then just kind of like drop it and say, arrest me, Jim. So he's got a master plan. Let's see what else. Ned confronts Penguin at the end of this episode. Looks like they're about to freeze him again, and then Penguin has a change of heart and realizes that Ned's pathetic and doesn't want to freeze Nygma. He wants to free the Riddler, but Nygma's having some problems with his mind. His brain is not it hasn't caught up from the freeze. Let's see what else. And it's obvious that Sophia at the end has a master plan with Jim, and they kiss, and I'm sure they do the do. Can you blame the guy? And then Ra's al Ghul is getting taken into prison, right? Some kind of jail. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. This next episode, I did not get a chance to watch it. I just like the other ones, but I went online to Fox, and it's not there. I went on Hulu. It was not there. So I haven't been able to – I wasn't able to watch it. So what I did was I went to Wikipedia, and I'm going to read that. So it's going to be my first time. I haven't read it. So, yeah. So that's how I'm going to handle the next one. But the other ones, I'm watching. But this, for some reason, I cannot find this episode. All right, people. I think that's it. If you want to listen to more of my stuff, Talking Gotham, available on iTunes. Also, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. But if you go to my blog, iWatchMike.com, you'll see on the top, you'll see a tab that says podcasts. Everything is there, all right? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all on the blog, iWatchMike.com. And I think that's it. Everybody have a great Sunday. More coming up with Gotham.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Ha 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 ha!